We're doing the Gemara Shabbos, and the Gemara has been going through many examples of which punishment meets which transgression. This all came out of the Mishnah, which said that women can pass away during childbirth because they were not diligent, they were not careful about the three mitzvot that women are responsible for. So now the Talmud had quoted a Braisa, where the Braisa said that people who don't tithe, people who don't give the gifts they're supposed to the Kohen, to the Levite, so then they cause the skies to stop giving their water and their dew, and then the produce is more expensive, and people, their wages can't keep up with inflation, and people are working very hard, and they don't find themselves capable of covering their costs. And then the Talmud quoted a pasuk to support that. Tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael, b'shvi dvorim shetzvit yitchem modachmam la'asitem, yigzelu mimei shelek b'mot ha'gshamim. From the pasuk, we understand that the things that we're supposed to do in the summer, as in give from the crops to the Kohen and the Levite and the poor, that our behavior there will define whether we will have the rain and the snow and the adequate water for the crops of the winter. V'im notnim, and if people do give the way they should, mitbachim, then people will be blessed, as the verse says, you bring the food to the storage houses, you give the way I told you, to the Kohen, to the Levite, to the poor, and test me. You'll see, you'll have plenty. I will open my storage houses of heaven, I will open the, so to speak, the skylights of heaven, and pour down blessing upon you, ad bili dai, to the point of not enough. What does that mean, to the point of not enough? My ad bili dai, what does that mean, asked the Gemara. Amar mi bar chama, amarav achiv lusif totechem elomar dai. You'll get so much that your lips will wear thin of saying, enough, enough, enough. We have so much blessing, we have enough. And that's, according to some, we're trying to fulfill that at the Seder night, when we sing Dayenu, 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 it's enough to say thank you. It's enough. We owe you thanks for this alone, for that alone, for this alone, for that alone. We go through a whole long list. So Hashem says, you do your end, and I will give you so much blessing that you won't finish saying enough. God, you've given me so much. Next, Bavon Gezel Agova Yole, over the transgression of thievery. So then locusts come, and that brings about famine. And people end up eating the flesh of their own children. The prophet Amos turns to the people and says, you cows of the Bashan, you're living out there in the mountains of Shomron, and you're stealing from the poor. So that's understood that... over there, he's talking to the aristocracy, to the nobility that was stealing from the poor. And the Talmud understands that that's a generalization. When people steal, so that's what brings about the famine. Amar Rava, Rava gives us a frightening example. What's it called to be stealing from someone? Kigon hane nashe de mechoza. That's talking about the women of the city, mechoza. De achlan velo avdan, that they eat and they drink and they don't do their end of the deal. In a marriage, there's a partnership. If they're eating and drinking and eating up their husband's wages, and then they don't take care of the kids, so he has to take care of the kids, and they don't do everything they're supposed to do, their end of the deal, that's called they're stealing. That's a scary example Rava gave. Another understanding is that a woman can sometimes drive her husband to a life of frivolity. What party are we going out to tonight? Where are we going to go out tonight? So by driving him all the time to eat and drink, they put the pressure on their husbands that their husbands have to deliver, and their husbands can't deliver. They can't honestly make a living that will sustain the lifestyle that the wife demands of them. And then the wife really drives them to do things that are dishonest. So that's a second understanding Rashi offers. Why the Navi was blaming the wives for their husbands and for their husbands stealing from the poor. He says, listen here, you cows of the Bashan. So the Rav understands that it's talking to the wives of the nobility. And then the Navi says, you're stealing from the poor, you're taking advantage of the poor, you're not paying them their wages. And Rava says, right, because if the wife is always demanding that they party, and then the husband can't live up to it, so then when he has to pay wages to his workers, he doesn't have the money. And the worker comes home and he doesn't have money to feed his family. So that's the way Rava was interpreting it. V'chtiv, and then the continuation of the pasuk is, because of this behavior, the Navi describes how locust is going to come and famine will come, and then the prophet Yoel picks up and says, v'chtiv, yetra gazam chala arbel, v'yetra arbel chala yelib, yetra yelib chala chasil. It describes how three types of locust will attack, and what one leaves over, the next one will consume, and what that one leaves over, the third one will consume. V'chtiv, and then the prophet in Isaiah, they were all contemporaries, Micha, Yoel, and Isaiah. They were all contemporaries. So Isaiah says, "Ve'igzol yamin ve'ra'eh ve'yochel atzmol ve'lo saveu ish psal zro yochelu." The decree from above was that a person would eat from his right side, and he remains hungry. He'll eat from his left side. He still won't be hungry. He'll still won't be satiated until people will start eating their own arms. Al tikri psal zro'o el psal zaro. So the Talmud understands it to mean not one's arm, but rather one's children. That's what we said earlier, that because of thievery, that's why such terrible famine comes to the world. So what we learned today, to end on a good note, is the blessings that come from being honest, the blessings that come from giving the tithe and giving the truma and meiser, that there'll be so much blessing, ad bili dai. Like the Gemara understood, to the point where we will say enough, so much, we'll have so much blessing that we'll say enough. Rabbon Shalom, you've given us so much. Time to go.